Rocky and Rocky said, yeah, say something that works. Hey, Bob.
He was going to answer something important now. Hey, please.
Well, what about the fact that I drew him out?
BG?
It should tell you something, Ara.
Like the BGs.
Yes. Like the BGs.
I went on and on, and he had to credit. What did he say when he knocked me off? Did he say counter what I said?
He said the bitch better have his money.
Is that what he said? Bert. I can only rely on Bert. The rest of your number are dumb. You can't say fuck words. What did he say, Bert, when I he came on? What was his first words? Or their first words?
Well, they just cleared their voice. They cleared their throat.
Yeah, we heard that. Then they started talking. What'd they say?
I didn't hear that.
They said the frogs were squished on a grassy knoll.
You're quoting
the word,
Ahmed Zappa. That's Ahmed Zappa's song, Frogs with Dirty Little Lips. But what, so I saw they were saying stuff first. What did they fucking say?
Bob, inappropriate when he starts quoting Zappa. That's funny, like that.
Ahmed Zappa.
Yeah, you've got a point.
A little kid.
Yeah,
Frogs with Dirty Little Lips. He was a little boy when he wrote it. But come on, what did you first say, Bert?
They got started, Bob, and you talked over them. So
I got here real fast, eh? I cut them off at the pass. All right.
So we can leave if you need a little moment.
Please.
They're going to leave if they get on a
wagon,
Bob.
I didn't hear it, Bob, because everyone else was talking. I couldn't hear
it. Aaron's pleading for airtime.
I'm replying to Era.
What part of us has to die in order for us to stay alive? BGs? Astral talk,
what about the BGs? Yeah.
Yeah, you started to respond and said BGs.
Yeah, that's the answer.
What was your question? You said, what do we have to do to not die?
No, what part of us has to die in order for us to stay alive?
The life parts.
The mind part.
What did he say? What did he say?
Live parts.
BGs. The live parts.
He said live farts. He said live farts.
Farts.
No.
Farts.
Farts.
Live parts have to die. The live parts have to die. Uh-oh. I knew that. I actually knew what I knew. I mean, double sentence, Era. You can ask me questions now.
Can I ask you? Can I ask a question?
No. You are unauthorized.
Oh.
Yeah, just relax there, Debbie. Go ahead, Era.
She liked the police in New York. She defunded.
Yes. Just hold it there, Debbie. This is postgraduate.
Postgraduate and pre-literate.
Okay, Ira. Does Ira get into any question at all? Any response?
Now Ian is posting a long music text.
Oh,
lyrics.
God.
And Roy said, Ian replied to Era saying, was being obstinate, mostly.
So, right.
Mm-hmm. Can you make it into a sentence that I comprehend, Ian?
Which one?
Well, we don't know what you can... We're not sure what you can comprehend.
Oh, no, you can't, eh?
Nah.
You're a tweet.
Okay, we left it alone. We was trying to be nice, but if you need to talk about pigs, we can talk about pigs if you need to.
Yeah.
Time was something else.
The long Bee Gees song. Yeah, the other day we were talking about the color of Eiffel or the terrible crystal. And Bob, you have a picture made from blood on your Facebook page.
And not from blood. That shit, that's the Eiffel on a slide. I don't know what the Mirio is.
It's Eiffel on a slide. So Eiffel has all of these colors.
We call it shit on a shingle.
Yes, thanks a lot, Ian.
But if this is the Eiffel, it has many colors, and some of it is dark and some of it is brilliant. And there are
they look like little avocados. A lot of them.
Avocados? You talk about the dark
like,
ones, the bigger ones.
It's like Joe Biden says when you're talking about that poor kids are as smart as the white ones.
Yeah. Look at my Facebook
page.
Has it, stay on topic.
Yes. We have looked at that picture, and does it look the same today, or it has evolved with these 10 years?
That's a good point. I have not noticed, but it could change. The slides change. So we're looking at it. You got the green, light green with a dark core. That's sort of like an avocado to me. Then you have the little sort of shiny
gold. What is he going on about? What is he going on about? What is he
and the little gold,
about?
Little gold, we call little gold buttons or little gold or ball bearings. Shiny ball bearings. You get
like
that, Bert?
Silver nuts. Like silver nuts, Bert.
Yeah,
like silver nuts.
Oh, I had wanted to get into a
time in the city.
You had to do some
dimming. That's an ascension time in the city. Ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling. Can you hear them sing?
It's time
coming this way.
You know, Ian has to wait, you know, a couple of weeks, 6 months, 2 years for the next big dramatic event. So he has to diddle around filling in time.
Okay. Well, Ara's up right now, so go ahead, Ara. Diversion.
Can you tell us?
Diluted diversion.
Are you willing to tell us if the picture of Eiffel has changed?
It has.
It still looks like that.
It's evolved.
It has changed.
No, it's evolved. It's
evolved,
like you, Ara. It's evolved.
Mm-hmm.
Look at pictures of yourself and look at your pictures now. Even you've evolved.
Yeah.
Even you, Ara. The sweeties are not too bright. Sweet people are not too bright.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there.
Ion, I told him today, Ion. What I said, Ion. I said, hold your horses. Remember, Ion, last weekend, quote, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is just beginning, unquote. Then I said, Ion predicted on my Thursday private session that the Texas move would fail. Even suggested that Texan Attorney General Ken Paxton may be a double agent. What's coming over the next 4 months, you haven't even imagined. Tune in to Bay Day tonight to douse your tired Quadrophenia in our refreshments, including a 2-hour private session. And Rose, what's her name? You know, Rose Castle Rose or something. She just can't wait. But guess what Scott says? I'm now manufacturing my own monoclonal antibodies. All it takes is a little elbow grease and a few dozen fruit flies. See? He's gone nuts. Scott has left the thing.
Scott
and then
is now
paranoid
Sandra
Schmidt. Saunders Schmidt, the green bra, paranoid as usual, says, did Elon Musk know this was a potential when he moved to Texas? Does Elon Musk move to Texas and he took a jab at Silicon Valley? Kevin Arnold, he goes, yep, things are blowing up. So that's what's going on in my Facebook community. And the people who looked at that post were Steve Reimer, Bert, Heather Snow, Sheila Kern, Sherry, Phil, Sandra, Don Alvarez, Denise Bold, Martin Matches out there in Lancaster, Brian Taylor, Sean Clark, Susanna, Robert Bridge, Virginia, Loyette, and the weird guy out in Algeria, Salem Sadrati, Jeff Adler, the Florida guy, and L. Osiris Moira, a strange character who never talks to us, and Nigel Craig. The usual people. Those are the people on my Facebook page.
And don't forget, Alabaster, son of a bitchy.
No. No such person.
Why does an ION have a Facebook page?
He does.
We are the tech body. We don't need one.
Well, they are the whole Facebook, Twitter, Kitter, global social media. You understand that, Deb? Don't fucking ask another stupid question. Contemplate the answer.
No, I have a question.
I got to mute you. You don't contemplate the answer.
Oh.
You're talking to the whole social media web, the tech body. Get that through your skull.
Okay.
That's what you're talking to.
Oh.
How does Zion, why does Zion, does Zion have a Facebook page? My God.
Okay, so here's my question.
Oh, my God. Let me mute her. Come on, back to you, Ara.
I would also like to have TechBody show me a good picture of the yarmulke. I can only find odd pictures. Can you give us a picture of the yarmulke? Continent?
Wouldn't you just go to a Jewish store? Why not just go to a Jewish store, a clothing store?
I know what the yarmulke is. I want to see it on the map.
Oh, as a continent?
Yes. And
oh, you want to see...
Calls it Tangier.
Well, don't call it the yarmulke. That mixes up. You want to see the original continent on a map of the planet.
The Pangaea, yeah. Yeah? And you have always talked about yarmulke.
Yeah, well, don't get sidetracked. Just you want to get a picture of the original continent. Well, Bucky Fuller did it.
Who's talking now?
Oh, that's just an echo. That's just somebody. Probably.
So you, Bob, say that that science picture of Pangaea is what we are thinking of.
Have you ever seen Bucky Fuller's picture?
No, I didn't look for it because I didn't know he had a good picture.
Yeah, how do you spell Pangaea? P-A-N-G-E-I-A?
P-A, yeah.
G-E-I-A. Okay, so they got a picture there, all right?
And
what's wrong with that?
So science has their future Pangaea.
Right.
And I would like to hear what's the difference between science Pangaea and ions Pangaea.
Right.
When our...
Wonderful
our,
question. Okay, I will post...
When...
Bucky Fuller version.
Mm.
This is Bucky Fuller's. I'll put on the green thing.
Tech Buddy, would you answer that?
That's me.
Give us a...
I just did. I'm answering with the Bucky Fuller thingy.
I can't see a message there.
I just
there.
Put the message in.
A Russian Pinterest. So you like that picture, Ian? Or Tech Buddy.
Oh, he wouldn't like it. No
shit, no drivel, bunch of bullshit, distraction.
I'm distraction.
Well, we did ask
Akito
you.
Just posted a paper. I'm blocked and typed the chat line, and then Bob seems to be able to read my message, but not at my end. Ion, why? Well, you just typed in. We see it, Akito. Oh, I guess someone posted that on his behalf. Okay, Sherry did. What's wrong with Akito, man? Why can't he be typing, Ion? Is it because he's dead? See, look at the mean Ion. He tells us when Akito ain't around that Akito's dead. Now Akito's listening, and Ion just laughs and mocks at him. He had a chance. He didn't even know he had a chance or not. But now you say he had a chance. He couldn't get on the bus. He didn't even get told to go to the station.
Like a stranger on the bus, he's just trying to find his way back home, bub.
Bring some sanity to this, Bert.
It's easy. He had a systemic case of I can't. I can't get to the show. I can't talk to disappoint my family. I can't do the drops. I can't afford the products. I can't live here. I can't go past Fukushima. I can't get a job. I can't keep a job. I can't find out who I am. I can't find a woman. I can't cook the food properly for my family. I can't figure it out. So if you can't, then you can't.
We understand. A bit of truth there. What do you think of that, Bert?
Have it.
Yeah.
Where the...
Yeah. You hear me, Bob?
Yeah. Yeah, good. I hear you now. Yes, a bit of truth there. Akito's always saying he can't. He can't. It's sad.
He can't believe he's in the shape he's in.
Yeah. Akito, you got to weasel your way back in somehow.
Yeah, we got to study the Book of the Dead. Maybe Kurt Netter can help you.
Ooh. You notice how I can't unmute Kenley. We know Kenley just will start talking about his latest suicide attempt. Called business opportunity.
Oh, business. Yeah, there's some business going on, all right.
Yeah, Kenley's
damn dirty. No, he's not. Bob, why you say that shit? You talking about crap all
up for
the time.
Him. I got Kenley do a few deals for him. For Ion.
No, we're setting up Carolyn's Remag distribution chain.
That's nice to have Ion chatty again. Any reason you're talking, Ion?
No, we just didn't have anything else to do.
Yeah, you looked around for something to do for a couple hours. Mm-hmm. Couldn't find a thing.
Oh, we did some things. For a couple of hours. Yeah, it was that good.
You had to come back because you missed Uncle Bobby.
Yeah, Uncle Bobby. Yeah. Uncle Dibbly Dobbs and Dibbly Knobs. Dibbly Knobs. Bob has the most nibbly knobs.
Come on, people. Talk. Jesus Christ, you're sitting around. You're too passive.
He just told him to not talk. Here's what he does. He'll meet you, and he says, speak. Why aren't you talking? You don't ever say anything. Well, they're on mute. They don't know. I'm never going to unmute you again. You better start talking right now.
A-Rod.
Yes.
Don't you dare ask any personal question, but go ahead.
Please
say anything you want as long as Bob approves.
Exactly.
I'm the tech body. Say anything you want, but I'll delete.
Yeah, you will, eh? Or talk over. We were trying to get into the dead zone and getting answers to
Akito. I tell you about that.
Yeah, you told him he was dead, and now he's here. Still, he can't get on. So, will you let him come on, we can?
Or off?
He's off.
Can't get on or get off.
Why can't he just sip his way in? What's wrong? He bought a new computer.
He's got the can't.
You just can't, Akito. Fine, no. Matt, you got yourself in, Akito.
Can't hoot worth a shit or shit worth a hoot.
Look, he says, I am blocked. And he says, Bob, this ain't funny. You are not blocked. Let me see. If I got everybody open... I'll double check. I'll refresh.
See.
Can you tell us the difference then? Between
Bob
being
Uncle
dead
Kane
and ascended.
Is that you, Akito, up
the
here?
Difference.
Is that your son, do you, Akito?
Yeah,
speak, Akito. It's Bill's number. Maybe that works.
Don't push the button. You'll wake Bill up again. He gets cross when you wake him up this time of the morning.
Yeah.
You are now a host.
Ion, would you tell us the difference between death,
Bob
life,
on
and
crack
ascension?
Bob cocaine and Bob off cocaine.
No difference.
Is that the dead or is the ascended?
No difference. Bob said it.
No difference between the dead descended in Dobstown.
Bob on cocaine and Bob off cocaine. Although paranoid Bob is a sight to see. You should try paranoid Bob. Paranoid Bob.
We have only heard about.
You know when it's CDO if you really got it, honey. He's geeking, peeping around the corner, thinking somebody else is trying to kill him. They're killing his guards, they're killing his help, they're killing his people, they're trying to kill Karen, they're killing the Costco, there's no toilet paper to Costco. We don't really know how it's gonna go. It's gonna go bad. It's not good on Death Island. They're not gonna get the commissary anymore.
So, Ion, is it actually the physical merging with the non-physical? So the physical has to essentially die for a, if there was such a thing, we'd say die for a moment or a minute and then become physical in the non-physical? Is there a change
depends
to the physical?
Depends on if you know how long a New York minute is.
Yeah, see, you grabbed that part of my statement.
That was the statement.
Gene,
it was stated. It was well stated, too.
You know, Gene, yeah, but 1935, McLuhan put in his essay, death in life and life in death. It was hyphenated. Death in life, life in death. So this is a common
where's
phrase.
The verb?
Yeah.
Okay.
Common
is
phrase
that,
in mystic land.
Is that what is the important part of contrast in human experience? Is because we survive contrast.
Can we buy a verb?
Any sentence you say, Gene, makes sense. That's how fucked up I am. Any combination of any word makes sense to me.
Well, okay.
Say anything, and I'll agree with
you. So if you're, all right, so that if you can't disagree with me, I think you should mute yourself for a minute, because then, you know, I got
to
have.
We don't have to. We don't have to. We can just be quiet.
Who's
conflicting
that
Chinese
first?
Now?
There's Hunter Biden's mistress. No, who was it? Eric Swalworth.
Oh,
that was,
you mean fuck
flu,
fuck.
Flu?
You mean fuck
fun, fun.
Fuck. Fun
fun. Yeah, fun fun.
Fuck fuck foo foo. Foo foo fuck
yeah,
fuck. What's
fuck.
The difference?
Ion, if I'm ascending or ascended, when the electricity goes out, when the grid goes down, who is that?
Take body from
contrast. No more.
There's contrast in my questioning, Ion.
No more rare bit for you, dear.
Rare bit? I've never had rare bit.
Yeah. Why?
Because it's friggin' roux with cheese on toast. That's kind of, it doesn't sound very good, Ion, at all. It's kind of a neat name.
Fang Fang. Fang Fang. F-A-N-G twice. That's her name. And he's in being investigated right now. Guy's got a headache. He messed with Trump. He's the guy who led the impeach of Trump. Look at that, Bert.
Yeah.
Here he is. He led the impeach a year ago. Wasn't it about November 2019 when Trump? Here it is, November, December 2020. A year later, fucking Eric Swalwell sitting there totally humiliated. Oh, I should teach them all something. What the hell? No, now Hyun said that Hunter's going to be buried along with another Biden. Who do you predict will be the other Biden? Will it be James or a president? Yeah, which one? They're all dead.
Probably Papa Biden. Joe.
Yes, but James Biden's in trouble too, Hyun said later in the session.
Yeah.
All three. But, you know,
Joe looks really fragile. He looks really fragile. He's propped up on medication.
What are we going to do with old Harris when she's president? That's going to be horrible. How are we going to deal with that? Are we going to get
extreme? Why? Dope's free. You can make parole. They'll close the prison. Everybody be happy. Everybody be high. Nobody be killing nobody. It's free everything for everybody, and we don't know who the fuck's going to pay. Probably you're going to have to pay for it, if you don't mind.
You'll be cashing.
You'll be cashing drops at the check Matthew Rose's check cashing store.
Well, when do our fingernails come into play, Ion? When do we get to sell our fingernails?
What do you do with your fingernails now, Gene? You save them to do what? Put into the Wilson to make the Coldplay stabilize.
To start my Coldplay.
Well, then that's probably when you use them then, don't you think?
Very good response. Very good.
Bang, bang.
And then you can sell the electricity.
I'm thinking I might have some extra fingernails left over to share, right?
Where's the Moroccan?
Yeah, or they have to be personal.
Now, Ion, you said James Biden is going to be another sacrifice to the lamb.
Yeah. Mm. They're all going to die. It's a Godfather scenario. Who's wiping them out? Hillary? Remember, Hillary started it all. She paid for it.
Is a sacrifice to the lamb dying of the COVID?
You are.
Or being executed for treason?
Or Bob is on his best behavior.
What? When?
On a Thursday meeting, you're just saying, like Phil, off with the heads.
I don't do that. I'm not bad,
no?
Phil.
We hear it often, I think.
Phil's like a little kid imitating his big brother, Bobby.
Sounds like you do it often, though.
I do what?
It sounds like you say, tell us, off with your heads.
I never say that.
Oh.
I say, mute Era. We hear that often.
Yeah. So fingernails for the Wilson, and then...
Let's see, in a minute, Ion said in a minute, we're going to tell everybody to sell your 401k.
Yeah.
Will people be able to convert their 401ks to RNA drops, Ion?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I guess Jack doesn't realize he's muted.
Bob, I didn't catch the name of the town in Georgia that you asked.
Fairborn.
Israel. Fairborn?
That's what I heard. I didn't look it up.
Okay.
Israel is conjuncted with Georgia. And aliens.
Yeah, they're on your team.
Right.
Mm,
Bob, maybe we can pursue the Jupiter-Saturn flipping, because if that is a...
ask Diane about it.
That is going to be enormous, because to see two planets, well, it would do a huge amount, I would say. And what would happen if they really did flip?
On the way home from the beach,
it was interesting
last
as
night.
Well, Bob, that
hey, listen to this, Bert. I mean, Nick, on the way home Thursday night, you know, what is this, Saturday, Friday? Yeah, Friday night, this guy stopped me, and eventually he pointed out Jupiter and Saturn, they're right beside each other. They're touching.
Mm.
So they could
be
flip.
Interesting. It would be interesting to find out, Bob, whether they flip position, you know, astrologically, meaning if Jupiter's on the left and Saturn's on the right, and they sort of did a zip-zip, and you had them in different orbits, because the orbit is going to be have a potentially a catastrophic effect on the Earth, I would assume. And would the flipping of Jupiter and Saturn have an impact on Earth? Or on the spaceship back to Andromeda? Would that cause the EMP? Would it flip the magnetic poles of Earth?
What's Nick doing wrong, Ion? Why don't you respond to Nick?
And is it the grandest parlor trick that you have ever done? It's non-physical. Because it was mentioned in your private session, Bob, that that was a parlor trick.
Yes.
Which Ion said they never do.
That's right. Mm. They discovered it. Ion, why are you not speaking? People. Are you trying to phase out the show? We're going on stealth in a couple of minutes, Ion? Why isn't Jack talking? What are you doing, Jack? You've got vibrations coming out of your phone. We don't hear anything.
I didn't even know I was unmuted. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. It's got the right.
But you're real low.
Oh, okay.
Better.
Ada didn't get much. Who are the bad people tonight? Let's see. Ada got nothing. Gene got nothing. Bert got nothing. Linda got nothing. Matt hardly got anything. So, what's your problem, Ion? Now, don't mention me.
Bob, can you repeat the words that you used for the war, and Ion said to call it a battle? You had civil, global, universal, ecstatic.
It's my chart. Civil.
Oh,
global,
just the lines across.
Solar. This is bigger. Universal. Mythic.
Ecstatic.
No, holopathic. Holopathic. And then hexatic. So civil, global, solar. Those are the first two quadrants in the chart. LaRusha McLuhan.
Mm-hmm.
And then universal, that's Thompson. And then holopathic is Dobbs. So it's five names, and then you add the hexatic, which is what we're in now, which is the
mythic
chart predicted.
Is Mythic in there too?
Yeah. Let's do it again.
Okay.
Civil, global, they kind of go together. Then solar and universal. Oh, yeah, I left out mythic. And then homeopathic and then hexatic. So it's actually seven names, seven words.
And it's a battle on all those levels.
Yeah.
You distinguish the valence from the valence in the angel diagram?
I don't. Because it's, from what I understand in valence and valence, it's in the 14th ring. But Ion said in What Youth that the Asher is what separates the valence and valence. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
What's up?
No, not in the what's up.
Yeah, they said that. The Asher is what separates them. But from my understanding, the 14th ring is where valence and valence is. That's where the curtain, which is valence and valence, is the outer part or the outside part. So
the chemical.
But it's not separate.
But it's not, it's an Asher.
Chemical. Valence is chemical, atomic stuff, and valence is the curtain. And sublime is the first six rings, and the last seven rings or so
supernal.
You said the first six were supernal, and the last sublime.
Well, you take seven, the Asher thing. It emanates out towards the bottom, a vertical chart, and that's subliminal. That's the cells. And there's six of those rings. Then you take the seven, you emanate another six, and you get 13, and then you get this sort of weird separate 14th ring. So it's seven. Seven
and
rings.
Ring seven is where it's all mixed.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Ring seven is where the frequencies mix into the cellular or the chemical.
And that chart, your visualization of it, will not open the lotus flower, which sounds like the symbol for descending.
Right. And Bert, in the 14th ring, you're saying it's the Asher that...
It's the seventh ring, not the 14th, the seventh ring.
Okay, the valence and the valence are in the 14th ring?
Yes, it's a representation, but the valence and valence, like what Bob just laid out that I forgot about, is that the valence represents the chemical and the valence represents the frequency. It's like a seal. That's the whole conductivity that's going on inside the cell.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh.
The mixture of the frequency into the chemical is at the Asher.
Yeah, it's like the Asher is the middle kingdom.
Okay.
And the cells are the inner kingdom, and the frequency is the outer kingdom.
The Asher's
like... I get it wrong, and we force Ryan to correct me.
You said the Asher's the middle, and the valence is the...
outer, and the cellular is the inner. The supernal is the inner.
No,
the sublime. And when you travel through the cells portal, that's a sublime intra-world mural. Volleyball.
Well, that's all moving, so don't they flip on themselves?
Probably. They overlap and interplay.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You have to dump the chart It doesn't fly.
Oh, man.
Working again. We know how to get Ion talking. Just let me...
Hey, Bob.
Review
so do they flip? So, Ion, do they flip into each other?
The young, cute voices of that are the ad...
We just got Ion talking. We just got Ion talking, Bob.
Susanna wants to say something with her seductive voice.
It is quite alluring.
Yes. And Susanna has not had any male tell her that in decades.
Okay,
in babysitting your mother.
I wanted to ask...
What's it like to have no sex all these decades, Susanna?
It's quite something.
Yeah, quite something, yeah.
Isn't the angel diagram a perspective of the angel? So
the ratio,
what you're seeing,
not perspective.
Ratios.
Is looking at the angel diagram a little... how would it change looking at it from our perspective, Ion?
Susanna, think of it as a dynamic symmetry of tensions among proportions. That's ratios. Perspective is frozen. You don't want a perspective.
Okay, so how would our ratios... how would it look to us? I mean, how does it look from to us, not from our
perception? In a sense, though, Susanna, to the angel, it's a perfect cell. To us, it's not a perfect cell. So we think in stages of apprehension, stages of evolution. We look at the chart as a ring to ring to ring, climbing up the ring. That's mistaken if you're ascended.
What the hell sense is that supposed to make?
See? See?
Ion, how would you describe it? Would you describe it?
He wouldn't.
Please.
Ion is like science. Can't be. Whatever Bob says, can't be.
Bob, you have been really vocally talking over Ion. Maybe that's why they're not speaking.
No, they like our talking over. Uh-oh, I unmuted Kenley. That was the tone of Kenley. We could hear it, the cynical L.A. pollution.
I was also listening to the private session from October 20th that you named the New Alchemy, and Ion was describing... how medicine is emotional and emotion is medicine, which was very interesting. And they also named that every aspect and perspective, physical, emotional, spiritual, carnal, esoteric, sublime, ecstasy, and agony are included in order for what I want is clarity about marriage. They talked about everything has to be married for it all to be consistently embraceable. So I'm wondering, is it all these aspects and ratios and aspects that need to be married in order to make ascension embraceable?
Well, we know you need to be married. Let's bring it back home from abstraction to your life.
Well, they also do what Ion does. Mammon.
Ion mocks you and your abstraction with reference to your life. He does that all the time.
Well, I know they've mentioned to me that aspect and ratios is something I need to investigate and to explore.
You can't even get a response from Ion with those flighty words. Now you guys all got to get like me, and you start saying bullshit, and I will respond. He can't stop.
They were speaking, and you keep shutting them down.
I'm not shutting them down. I'm the one who's invoking him to talk. Ion is the painterly version of Leonardo's Chambord Castle. You say something like that? Now, granted, he didn't respond yet. I'm just getting warmed up. But let's hear from you, Susanna. Let's have you evoke a response, negative or positive, from Ion.
I'm sorry.
Huh? I got a response. 1-0 for me.
What was that, Ion? Repeat, please.
Repeat.
What did they say?
1-0 to me.
Well, in that
did he say 1-0 to me? He said 1-0 to me.
1-0.
1-0 to me. You said 1-0. Suck it.
Susanna's winning.
Sorry, I made a mistake. Okay. I was tired. Round one.
Well, as you guys were discussing valence and valence, isn't there also something Ion has said about going in, taking the inside outside?
AL2SO4 guaranteeing.
It's code. Look, he's quoting my chart. He's putting the two charts together, AL2SO4. And then Garrett Dean. No
Garrett Dean.
Yeah.
Garrett Dean in the new environment.
Whoa. That was that vibe he had in his home. That was AL2SO4. Correct, Ion? Watch Ion say yes. Correct, Ion?
Write it down.
Correct, Ion? What'd you say? Correct? You gotta say the truth, Ion. Correct, eh? I drank the vibe of AL2SO4 50 years ago in Garrett's home, right? Admit it. It was a pocket at the other end of time.
So, Ion, when you speak about Naaman...
He responded. He said something to Susanna. Check the recording.
When you speak about Naaman washing in the water and making it troubled and it healed himself from the plague, do you mean that Naaman was able to embrace the healing or the being able to... get rid of the plague because they embraced, they got their condition, you mentioned how the body has to embrace, the body embraces and it has to embrace the conditions, the body, I don't remember, I'm trying to get clarity about.
A human is trying to communicate. How cute.
It's all about...
What? Puffs? Not puffs.
The conditional response. The conditional response. And
versus the zeitgeist. There was the polarity we learned tonight. The conditioned response versus... What? When I ain't going, he goes,
Yay.
Oh, you like that? I hit the jackpot, Bert.
There's some jacking going on tonight. That's for sure.
Yeah, jacking.
Okay, Bob, let's talk about the angel diagram can be simulated by the Android meme.
Yeah, good point.
From the private session.
Man, I demanded work on that.
I think, Ion said the Android meme includes both.
Yes.
The supernal and the
flipping. There was flipping going on before he said that. he was saying, if you listen closely, he was sort of saying both supernal and subliminal or sublime were interplanted, you know, could be on both sides. And then he said the Android meme.
So, okay, so just before you said that, I've got the note juxtaposable from your condition. So are we, the perfect cell flips and moves and rotates along the, like the Asher, where you don't really know where you're going.
See, it when all this information I presented, it can be
Asher.
The Android meme simulation.
Asher.
The Asher. The Asher simulation.
Asher. Not Asher.
Yeah.
Simulation.
Asher.
Simulation.
Asher.
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 You can't get remog lotion. Asher.
Yeah.
Asher. Well, yeah, let's not get on skin lotion again. So the...
She wraps the lotion on the skin.
Ooh, that's silence from the lambs. Silence of the lambs.
You're
okay,
not very quotable tonight, are you, darling?
I know, I'm mixing it up. Well, you got me. I do this. My words get all jumbled in your presence, Ion.
What did he say about you?
I'm not very eloquent tonight.
That's
my word keeper.
She said Wanda Jackson. She said Wanda. She said Wanda Jackson created rockabilly.
Wow. First sentence we ever heard 8 years ago.
That's the Android meme simulating the angel diagram. Is that what it is, Ion? Did you just...
There she goes. There she goes again, Bob. She knows things.
Yeah, that was a pretty good
thing.
Right. Remember,
okay,
Gene, the very first things we recorded in June 2009, it's called Introductory or something on the old Howionic chart, not Addendum, Introductory. Well, we were asked about Elvis, and Ion went into Wanda Jackson, and those 10 or 11 topics.
Oh,
back, we're going to get back, Bert. When Bert ever decides to get busy, we're going to talk about burning in the belly and tail of tea. And that's what we're getting right up to.
Yeah,
that's right. That was a good point that we full circled to the tail of tea. All that talk of the tail of tea 10 years ago comes around to the diplomatic tea party we're going to see on December 22nd, 2020.
Mm-hmm. Except it's going to be a smorgasbord because Sue Bone only eats meat, so all that's going to be on this menu is meat.
if you go to How Ionic under earlier, as opposed to addenda, you would hear this Elvis. Let's play it. Not music. Here I go, his early Ion, little boy Ion, 12-year-old Ion in the temple. Everybody be quiet. This is 9 minutes.
What does Ion think of Elvis Presley's music? It was very, very, very interesting that Wanda Jackson was actually more involved in that whole transitional process. As Elvis was, it was more of that rockabilly position that allowed him this new expression of rock and roll. And it was the only reason it was is because his hip joints would go out of place because the gyrating of his hips was just more than the sensors could bear. And that censorship that had been the experience up until that point, folks had gotten to a point where they didn't care. They just loved the king, you see. And when they got to that point came into a place, they pushed against that which they said was okay. Because flashy Pentecostal ladies with those dresses dragging the floor that was so pure and so proper, and 15 kids. So they were doing something. They saw something in Elvis Presley that resonated with something that had been going on in their life as well. And they had to push against that process because he was a leading edge creator that was not going to have it. He was going to do what he was going to do.
Brilliant.
He was an actor. He was a role model. He wanted to be a professional singer. He wanted to be known in that world, in that place. And look what happened. The more he pushed, it arrived. And when he was no longer providing such contrast, and he came into the place where they said, okay, you're the king. We're good. You're the king. Immediately they started the disconnections because the same things that were bringing him such joy in the process of his music all of a sudden became the reason for him to disconnect from his the way he ate, his prescription drug uses, and all those different processes of looking for a reason to get to the fastest path of my joy. Who was or is Wanda Jackson? She is actually one of the main people in Elvis Presley's life that actually moved him to the new sound, the new process, the one step past the rockabilly.
Was she an entertainer?
Yes, she was a singer.
Hmm. And when did she return to the guff?
She's still around. She's still in the physical.
So how was she quite high profile in the Memphis area, wherever Elvis grew up, that he would observe her easily?
Well, they were performers at the same time.
Hmm.
It wasn't like going down to the club. This was having a record label and cutting a 45. And if the radio stations played the 45, then you became known, you see.
Mm.
And if not, then you were might have been a good singer, but you didn't have a good record label. And that leading edge, I mean, Mama Cass did about as much. But see, her problem was she was not white.
Wanda was not white.
Wanda was white.
Well, Mama Cass, wasn't she white?
She was black.
What do you mean by that?
She resonated with African-American music.
This is the Mama Cass of the Mamas and Papas, so you don't mean that she was physically black.
Correct, but she resonated with what they called the Negroes. That's what they were called then, that day.
And that was a problem for what?
The white people.
Mm. That
rock and roll music, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, it'll rot your mind. It'll ruin you. It's just no good. You cannot get there from there. Them good Christian boys in church singing pretty in the choir, and then they get out there, and next thing you know, the clothes is falling off. Devil music. Cannot get past that. They're leaving out the Creator, and yet Elvis comes up with Love Me Tender. You see? So that resonance. Now, he toned that down as he became his loyal subjects. As he being the king, he toned that down to the point that it was much more accepted, you see. And they couldn't get rid of him, so they just had to narrow him down into a place where he wasn't such a horrible person. But they weren't having that rock and roll business, you see.
So Wanda Jackson didn't resonate as much in her image with black music.
No, she was rockabilly.
Okay.
Well, what does your Wikipedia say about it? It ought to be there. If that's not the case. What does it say?
About Wanda Jackson. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just check that. But as I'm looking
at... Because we wouldn't want to be wrong.
What about not even being wrong?
Well, that's rarely the case, but...
Okay. Okay, so Wanda Lavone Jackson, born October 20th, 1937. American singer and guitarist who had success in the mid-50s and 60s and was one of them, as one of the first popular female rockabilly singers and a pioneering rock and roll artist. Very interesting. So, Elvis...
No reference to Elvis in that process?
I'll try that.
No, no, it doesn't matter. You can play with that. We didn't want to break your...